Hachette Audio presents Shards of Earth, written by Adrian Tchaikovsky, read by Sophie Aldred. Prologue. In the 78th year of the war, an architect came to Berlinhof. The lights of human civilization across the galaxy had been going out, one by one, since its start. All those little mining worlds, the far-flung settlements, the homes people had made. The colonies, as they were known, the great hollow polyaspora of human expansion, exploding out from a vacant centre. Because the architects had come for Earth first. Berlinhof had become humanity's second heart. Even before Earth fell, it had been a prosperous, powerful world. In the war, it was the seat of military command and civilian governance, coordinating a civilization-scale refugee effort as more and more humans were forced to flee their doomed worlds. And because of that, when the architect came, the colonies turned and fought, and so did all the allies they had gathered there. It was to be the great stand against a galactic-level threat. Every weapon deployed, every secret advantage exploited. Solis remembered. She had been there. Basilisk Division, Heaven's Sword Sorority. Her first battle. The colonies had a secret weapon, that was the word, a human weapon. Solis had seen them at the War Council, a cluster of awkward, damaged-looking men and women, nothing more. As the main fleet readied itself to defend Berlinhof, a handful of small ships were already carrying these weapons towards the architect, in the hope that this new trick would somehow postpone the inevitable. Useless, surely. Might as well rely on thoughts and prayers. On the Heaven's Sword, everyone off shift was avidly watching the displays, wanting to believe this really was something. Even though all previous secret weapons had been nothing but...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?